American families adopt more children each year than all the rest of the families of the world combined. Nearly everyone in the States knows someone who has adopted, relinquished a child, or been adopted. Every year, children are adopted who are exceptionally cognitively or physically impaired, and even who are now in their 20s but have no one else to call family. Although most adopted children have no observable handicaps, many will struggle with behavioral health and educational problems. Now in my third decade of studying adoption outcomes and as an adoptive parent, I conclude that most who adopt should expect much joy, learning, and success, but not a smooth ride. Many adopted children fare well, including Apple creator Steve Jobs, President Gerald Ford, Dave Thomas of Wendy's fame, and performers Faith Hill, Jamie Foxx, and Jack Nicholson. Yet developmental science is clear that there is greater variability for outcomes among adopted children than non-adopted children. Greater variability means, in real terms, a higher likelihood that an adopted child will need exceptional assistance to meet typical standards of success. The federal government has long recognized the challenges of adoption. The University of Maryland School of Social Work, along with our colleagues at the Center for Adoption Support and Education in Montgomery County, has recently been selected by the U.S. Children's Bureau as lead partners in a five-year, $9 million effort to help see that we have a nation of adoption-competent mental health providers. In time, a better-trained mental health services workforce will ease the path for adoptive parents and children and ensure that more adoptions meet expectations. Understanding the possible complications of the adoption triad is not rocket science. It is far harder to explain. At the University of Maryland School of Social Work, we endeavor relentlessly to provide real-world solutions to important challenges like strengthening adoptive families. I am Rick Barth, proud dean of the University of Maryland School of Social Work,